WNST, Towson, Baltimore, at Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the spring, and you know, I mean, it's crab season, it's crab cake season. We're going to be at Spirits West next week, kicking off the summer version of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We'll have these 50th anniversary giveaway. This has been a lucky batch. We had a $50 winner a couple of weeks ago, as well as our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I'm going to get the wacky hat out at some point. They'll let me sun myself. If I were out on a golf course, a Classic 5, I would need one of these right now to make sure a little SPF 50. Ed Miller joins us now. You know, Ed, we do sports around here, right? And it's the Orioles are really good, and I know you're into that. We're all into that. The Ravens have their camp going this week, and Lamar's in, and OBJ, and Roquan Smith's throwing out the first. All that's going on. But you're a golf guy, Ed Miller, and this, you know, out of Classic 5, everybody's out hitting the ball. Who is not talking about what has gone on in golf the last 2 weeks? I had John Feinstein on this week talking about it. I mean, golf has moved above the fold here with politics, with power, and certainly for anybody that plays the game and what the future of the game is going to be. It has been wild to watch this unfold over the last, like, 24 months, huh?
Absolutely. It's been wild. And, you know, like you said, over the last 2 weeks, it's really ramped up. And, gosh, I can't wait till more information comes out so you can hopefully understand it a little bit better of what's going to happen.
Well, listen, we'll talk majors, and we're going to talk about giving lessons and all the stuff that you guys do from Carroll Park to Mount Pleasant to Pine Rail, all around the Beltway. But the part where you love golf and you play golf and you're a golf pro, you've looked at this one way forever. There's four majors. There's the PGA. They have nice little tournaments over here, and I know as a player, you played in tournaments for money or regional this and regional that, that the structure of golf, aside from the country clubs and whatever racism and sexism that still exists, Peter Boulware, former Raven, told me he grew up on a golf course he couldn't walk on because he was black in South Carolina. Like just crazy things that have gone on that golf has allowed, and the world has looked the other way on Augusta, on women, on all of that. But this is a whole different level of callous intrigue for the sport, because I don't expect an XFL or a USFL to ever come along and play with the NFL. Major League Baseball has an antitrust exemption. They are a legal cartel, a legal monopoly. You know, the NBA's all over the world now, right? Premiership soccer has its own factions in different countries, whether it's Serie A or La Liga or wherever, whatever you're into. But golf's always had one set of royalty, and the PGA, and where all the money comes from, and from Jack and Arnold through, you know, Tiger, right? Through yep. All of this. Did you ever think anybody would throw, I mean, this is clearly an illicit government that kills people like me, journalists, that they would have this sort of money and say, we're going to target golf and we're just going to own golf. We want to own golf.
No, not at all. And, you know, and over the last 25 years, I thought that golf had become a little bit more international when you have, you know, so many European guys coming to America, because like you said, the PGA Tour is the top echelon of where you want to test yourself in golf. But it is very interesting to see, you know, I think I read something yesterday that the LIV Tour has over $600 billion access money. So scary what they could probably do to the world of golf if they really wanted to.
Or a journalist if they want to as well. Ed Miller is here. You know, tell everybody what you're doing right now, because so many things have happened with Classic 5. And I'm having you on to talk about majors, and we'll get back into the – because there's no way to get around what's about to happen to the PGA, and I think none of us can be predictive of it. But for the sport itself, for people that love to play golf, Ed, you're going to be shocked. I spent the day on the golf course up at Hayfields last Monday for Mount Washington Pediatric. There's still nothing like a charity golf tournament, seeing everybody go out there, play best ball, being out on the course all day. People love the game, right? So aside from whatever politics that you may want to participate in or not, or what you're watching on Sunday, your part of the sport is still come out and enjoy the sport. Come out and play the sport. Come out and get better at the sport. That's really the world you live in on a daily basis, right?
Yes, sir. Not to steal a line from an old PGA president, but I'm in the business of fun. And that's my job, is to make sure everybody who comes out to my golf course, as well as our other courses, but it's to come out and have a good time. Forget about life. We got you for 4.5 hours. Let's go have some fun.
Well, the best part is you can get on a course where your cell phone doesn't work. Then you really can forget.
Absolutely. Hopefully you're
Or
turning
put
it
it
all
on
back.
mute, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, and we're into the season now. So everything's rolling here at the Classic Five. You know, everybody's playing, leagues are playing, golf schools are starting. So, great time to start your summer.
Hey, and the weather's participating, right? Like, I mean, so let's talk about this. I can be a little bit of a scientist, okay? Because you know, I'm a fake golf player, right? I mean, I can hit whatever, but I literally went out for 3 hours last Monday, middle of the day, first week of June, for a great, great cause. Our friends over at Mount Washington. I'm wearing my Raskin Global shirt, Leonard Raskin, and I. By the way, he's got a hell of a putting game. He doesn't drive. He just putts. He putts and putts and putts. And the first thing you see when you get out, first thing I think is, how in the hell do they get the grass this tight? You know what I mean? Like I think that on the greens, and then just how fast the greens were. And again, I was up at Hayfields the other day but you have your five courses. It just hadn't rained a lot, man. And the weather has been, if it's been great for baseball, it's been even better for golf.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And honestly, the dryness, you're starting to see some of the roughs burn out. But as a golfer, we usually don't mind when the rough burns out. As long as we can keep the greens healthy and maintain it through the season, that's all we're looking for, really. So.
Well, for U.S. Open this week, and I'm gonna tell everybody how they can join you if they want to get some lessons with you or any of the Classic Five pros. Give them the lowdown on the entryway, because I'll tell you what, my back's a little wonky. I'm working on getting it better, but it bothered me out there watching people hit clean shots and thinking to myself, I can do that. I know how to do that, you know. Like, but if I wanted to do that, I would need you. I mean, if I'm going to go out and play, if I'm coming back to the game, I need you, right? I mean, you gotta have a pro
Yeah,
teach you.
absolutely. Well, if you want to enjoy the game and hopefully stick with the game, absolutely. A little bit of PGA advice to help you is definitely a positive thing you can do. And you can definitely set all that up at classic5golf.com. Come out and book a tee time at any one of the five courses. And just like you said, you need a tune-up. You need to be taught. Come out to Pine Ridge. We're home of the Baltimore Golf Academy. We can get you started.
Well, you
And
got the
ultimately,
simulators out there, right? So the
yeah.
first thing that would be different for me in taking a lesson with you in 2023, the last lesson I had, it was the Masters where Greg Norman blew it. I mean,
Ooh.
95, 96.
Yeah,
All
Faldo,
right.
you're yes, sir.
All
Yes,
right.
sir.
So, and I've had Nick Faldo on the show since then. So I took lessons down in Glen Burnie, and there was no technology then. There was a pro looking at me, seeing, you know, why I'm pulling, why I'm hooking, what, you know, whatever's happening. I would think at this point, where would you start me at? And first off, where are you these days? You've moved a couple courses on me.
Yes, sir. I'm now at Pine Ridge Golf Course. Thanks for asking, Nestor. Yeah, and you know, a lot busier, but
You know what I call that? I call that driving range close to home, is what I call that.
there you go. Good. I hope to see you a little bit more
But
now
when
that I'm up.
people come out, do they go to the simulator at Pine Ridge because it's available?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the more active driving ranges on the East Coast, anyway. But the fact that we have that, and you can come play games, you can get some serious practice. You know, golf has always been kind of a scientific sport, and like you said, your first lesson. No science. You come out for lessons now. You know, obviously we have video analysis so you can see your swing, but now we have the top tracer that can kind of scientifically break things down a little bit more, let you know what kind of path you have or how your contact is and stuff like that. So hopefully we can kind of hit you from all kinds of angles when it comes to a lesson and help you improve faster while having fun with it, for sure.
Well, some people call this Father's Day week or Father's Day weekend. Certainly for me, being a dad, I hope to enjoy Sunday as well. But you call it U.S. Open week, right? I mean, and certainly for what happened last week, what are you expecting this week, just in regard to fireworks from within the sport? And boy, it's messy. It's messier than probably anything I can imagine, because it doesn't bring out the politics. It brings out the right and wrong, and I think it even brings out, for people like you that love the sport, when I think of baseball and the Orioles and what Angelos and Selig and Manfred at the top of the game and where the money comes from, and for the better or worse. I mean, this year they fixed baseball. They made the game shorter. They've made it better. I think they're still working on that in other sports in different ways. But for golf, the games really never change, right? The equipment's changed a little bit, but this is a completely different thought about the way leadership and where the money's going to come from and who's really running the sport.
Absolutely. And you know, and honestly, the last two majors when the LIV players were in there and actually competing, and you know, obviously won the last major, but you started to already see some of that talk, and you can kind of see it in the players, like Rory. Poor Rory, when he's getting interviewed, it's always about Liv. It's never about his golf. So I'm sure that this week is going to ramp it up even more at the major, because they're all playing in it, and I'm sure the questions will be relentless.
Well, what did you think when this happened? Did you think it was going to happen this quickly? That
no, not at all.
You thought lawyers, years, you know, no way under the American flag and the PGA would they ever agree? I mean, it certainly felt that way to me, and it felt like, well, they're dug in, but they're dug in against terrorists who have an unlimited budget.
Yeah, I was definitely worried about that. Some of the stuff you had read last month, you know, how much money the tour really had set aside for that. But you're right. I thought this was going to drag out for at least the rest of this year and into next year. The fact that it happened so fast over the last 2 weeks is very, very wild. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see when more details come out. Like, I know the poor commissioner, Monahan, he seems like he did a total 180. And I know half the players seem mad at him. And
well, I think when the story comes out, it's going to be about the lawyers, right? The lawyers saying we can't win.
Yeah. And I think they were going to run out of money based on some of the things that I had read. Like you said, the unlimited budget of the Saudis and the Live Tour, it was pretty scary. So hopefully we'll see what happens and see what kind of compromises they make. Because I will say that I think the tour, even though it's great and it has great players, it'd be nice to see a couple of those players back and kind of competing internationally, you know, like the Brooks and the Dustin Johnsons, Cameron Smiths. I think if we can get them all together, that'll be better for the game of golf in the long run.
There's no cost to them, right? I mean, they just got made whole. They got paid for life sign up with the Blood Brothers and the Saudis. And now the whole sport has just decided, well, bring the money in here. Better to give it to us than give it to Messi or give it to a soccer player, right?
Yeah. But, you know, it's going to be, see, I'm sure there's going to be some kind of restrictions on those guys for taking the money, but you know, it's more like the guys like Ricky Fowler who turned down the money. And, here it is a year later is going, wow, I could have probably used that couple $100 million. You know, it's who knows? So,
well, meantime, we'd be talking about the snow-capped mountains out in Beverly Hills and the Los Angeles Country Club and, you know, the beauty of and the pageantry, and they don't play there a lot. Like all that would be going on. The West Coast thought about the California, Bing Crosby, and like all.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, I don't know that we're going to be talking about who's going to win the tournament so much this weekend as much as what's going to become of the tournament.
Correct. You know, and like you said, it's a neat course. It's not like there's a lot of history as far as a ton of tournaments like Pebble Beach at this course, this LA Country Club. So it's going to be a nice trip to the West Coast, check out a nice classic course that's over 120 years old. And, you know, like you said, though, it's going to be a lot more about the Live than it is about predicting who the winner is going to be and so forth. So.
Also bringing a major to Los Angeles, right? I mean, they brought a Super Bowl to Los Angeles, and Los Angeles won it 2 years ago. But there is this thing about SoCal and California. I mean, there's the cradle of golf in Palm Springs and in, you know, I mean, but that being said, you don't think of LA and golf much. Nobody says, I'm going to LA for the weekend to golf, right? Yeah. I mean, that's not, I go to California to golf, fine. But, but Los Angeles, this was supposed to be something that was to be another part of the renaissance of Los Angeles sports and Southern California and all that. And instead it's just going to be this, the biggest political nightmare they've had since OJ was down the street.
Yeah. You're right. It's going to be really, really. And like I said, to watch these players press conferences starting today and how many guys are going to be asked about Liv is going to be really interesting.
Ed Miller is here. He's being asked about Liv right now. Has it been over the weekend when people come out and play? Is it the only thing golf players are talking about?
It has definitely dominated, I'd say, over 80%. It's really neat. And the interesting part is sitting on the ground level at the golf course, it's a lot more mixed than you would believe. You know, 50% support the Liv guys and taking the money and 50% don't. And it's been a pretty wild debate over the last week watching everybody get into it, for sure.
Well, you're bringing blood money into a capitalistic society, right? Like, we're all trying to make the most money we can without compromising whatever it is that we find sacred, right? And I guess in the case of the golf guys and taking the money or not, I mean, Messi turned down a bunch of money to go play in Miami because he felt like that was better for him, right? And I think it is different when you're Phil Mickelson and whatever money you're making is money you can't possibly spend other than on private jets. I mean, these guys have had a pretty good life from the beginning. It's not like the Live people and the Saudis just took crappy golfers and said, we're going to pay $100 million. I mean, they really selected guys that were already made guys anyway, guys with jackets, guys with lots of money, guys that were better, for better or worse, set for life, right? I mean, all those guys were set for life. That's why they were the name players.
Yep, yep. Yeah. And that is true. And that's probably the you know, the hardest thing as a tour fan is the fact that they came in and took big name players that were already established, had a fan base in America, and it's wild, you know. In terms of golf too, you know, on the tour, Tiger 20 years ago would always get appearance fees to go play overseas and stuff like that. But I think what makes this so unique is the fact that it's, you know, the questionable past of the live guys and what they do to people and all that kind of stuff. But it's also the amount of money that they're throwing is so much different than what it was 20 years ago. You know, Tiger get $1 million to go play in a tournament. Man, that's fine. But when you start throwing $1, $2, $300 million in the rumors of offering Tiger $700 million, whatever it was that they offered him, this kind of money is almost like fake money.
It's a billion and a half for Messi. I mean, Messi could have taken the money and come over here and bought the league, like yeah. Literally bought yeah. The MLS. I mean, like it's, yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to continue to talk about it, but there is the golf part of this where they're going to play a tournament this weekend, crown a major amidst all of this dust. Ed Miller, meanwhile, is up at Pine Ridge, ready to teach you how to play golf, teach me how to play golf. So I did wonder this because I did, being out on the course, I'm hearing the birds, I'm seeing the birds, I'm hearing the click of the ball. It's really quiet on the golf course, right? So more quiet than almost anywhere other than being in the woods itself, other than the sound of golf balls and carts coming by and having some beverages. If I were to start again and I come and visit you, give me an entryway. Like if I were to come there and see you, I come see you 10 minutes, you're 10 minutes away from where I am. I stop by and say, all right, back's been screwed up, trying to pick my game up, played a little putt putt down Ocean City. Where do you put somebody in? Do you start them on simulator? Do you start them and say, let me take a look at what you're doing and what you got? Let me see your clubs. What yeah. are the questions you ask for a 55-year-old guy that says, I want to come back and start to play golf again?
Well, first thing is definitely to double check your physical capabilities, see what kind of injuries you have. Make sure that we, you know, swing within limits of that. Number two, definitely check the equipment out, see what you have, see what we need to modify or change. That's the other neat thing about golf now too. We can customize clubs or even existing clubs to match your height, your swing speed, that kind of stuff, to just make sure we give you the best tools to succeed. And then we will slowly work our way over to that top tracer driving range, take a few swings, start to assess your athletic
ability. All the kids want to get there first, right?
Yeah, kids always. And heck, starting next week, we got junior camp, so there'll be kids everywhere out at Pine Ridge. But, yeah, we take you there. We'd assess you for about 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll come up with a game plan, you know? How many days a week do you want to play, Nestor? All that kind of good stuff, and present a nice game plan to get you going. Because ultimately, not that we want to, you know, we don't want you to take 100 lessons, but we want to give you enough lessons that we know that we've given you the best chance to succeed on the golf course and have a good time. Because ultimately, that's what it's about. If you're having fun, you're going to keep doing it. If you're not having fun, you're not going
to
do it.
I saw the guys in the cart over on the ninth hole, you know, trying to find the ball. Yeah. That's not fun. That's not fun.
Well, you know, that's you take extra balls and you drop one out of your pocket. Take a penalty, move on, that kind of deal. But, you know, there's always obstacles on the golf course. And you know, Pine Ridge, we got a lot of water. Hayfields, they got a lot of that love grass. You know, so every course has their own challenges, but the more fun you have, the more you'll keep playing it. But I would also tell a guy like you with a bad back, as long as we swing within ourselves and we do the right things before and after golf, you can play golf. You know, you might not be able to swing like, say, Tiger Woods in his prime, but you can go out and play golf. I'd invite you out at Pine Ridge on a Monday and watch our senior group playoff, and I can promise you that physically you're in good enough shape to where you'd match at least half the guys in that group.
I went out, took three putts last week, and it was moving too fast for me, and I hadn't picked up a putter since, I don't know, Ocean City, you know, 2017 or something like that. So I haven't picked anything because I blew my back out in 19. It's been a mess ever since. So, but I'm trying to hold it together, and I am holding out hope that Billick has picked up his game at 65 and started to play golf every day of his life, that it was nice out on the course last week. I'm going to tell you that. You know, it's like the Godfather. They kind of want to pull you back in to get competitive every once in a while, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've always said that. That's why I love golf. You know, you get 4 hours out in nature. It's beautiful. It's quiet. It's peaceful. And then you get 4 hours with hopefully some good company, your friends, family, whoever you're playing golf with. And there's nothing like it, honestly. It's a great break in the week, the day, whatever it is you're doing. Golf can be a lot of fun. And you know, as we get older, I'm not playing basketball. I'm not going to play tennis anymore. So golf I can physically do, you know, kind of keep it within a certain limit. But golf is one of the things that you will be able to do until we're 90, Nestor. You know, well,
All
let's
right.
keep.
Next week's lesson, you're going to have to teach me how not to be a jerk on a course with the cart. So where I'm allowed to go on next to greens, and like I'm always afraid when I'm on a goal. I feel like a visitor that doesn't like I'm the guy from Dundalk. You know, I'm afraid of breaking the glass. I'm afraid of like doing something wrong. You know what I mean? So I am on my best behavior. I always feel like I'm wearing the wrong shoes. I'm wearing the wrong shirt. I feel like I'm not, you know. So you're gonna have to dress me up when I come outside and make a fool of myself. Ed Meller can be found over at Pine Ridge, part of the Classic Five, whether it's Mount Pleasant or Carroll Park or Forest Park, wherever you happen to be. Check them out at Classic Five Golf, and make sure you're out taking a lesson. Make sure you're out swinging it. And this weekend, if you're watching the U.S. Open from the Los Angeles Country Club, and it reminds you like, hey, I want to go play and drive. Go see Ed. Go see your friends at Classic Five and leagues. Right? Still, any opportunity to still get involved in that, or is that kind
Oh
of?
yeah, absolutely. I mean, a couple of leagues might have reached their limit, but man, we have leagues for men, leagues for women. We have mixed leagues, and then, like I said, you have kids for the summer at house, nothing to do. Junior camps start next week. It's time to get everybody involved. Let's enjoy the next 3 months and let's golf.
All right, man. Just stay off the beach unless it's the kind of beach I plan to be on. You know, stay out of the sand traps. I saw a lot of that going on last week as well. Ed Miller can be found at a Classic Five Golf. They are our partners. We talk about them all the time in the golf space as the weather gets better. It's been perfect golf weather, and certainly a perfect storm of politics and money and just a mess with the PGA and the LIV folks. We'll be assessing that. John Feinstein joined us for a long, long. A good walk, I should say, out on all things PGA. So make sure you're checking that out at Baltimore Positive as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Oriole baseball, Ravens football, a little bit of golf, and Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.